for the good of folks in and around Garfield?
Yeah, I'd love to. So Garfield Community Farm is at the very top of the hill in the Garfield neighborhood. And it's a neighborhood, basically the whole neighborhood is a hill. And up at the top is the water tower, a big blue water tower. And it's kind of cool because you can see the water tower almost anywhere in the city of Pittsburgh, because it's one of the highest points in the city. So if you're outside and you have a clear view, you look up toward Garfield, you can see the water tower, and that's where our farm is.
Mm.
And right under the water tower, there were once 25 homes. There's three city blocks. All of those homes were torn down between 1970s, 80s, all the way up. The last one was torn down in 2009. And that's the same year that we started the farm. So the land that we have is not easy land to start a farm on because there are houses there. They were torn down. So the main thing I like to say that we grow at Garfield Farm is good, healthy soil because we didn't start with good soil. So we do a lot of composting to be able to have good soil for growing good vegetables. And our mission is pretty simple. We're a nonprofit. Our mission is to grow as much produce as we can for the people of Garfield, to do it in a way that increases ecological health. So growing food and doing ecological restoration at the same time. And then the third thing we do is education around food production and gardening and ecology.
Well, you know, that's a real challenge to take a site like that. I imagine a lot of the construction materials were buried on site, or the foundations to those structures were probably left in place.
Exactly.
A lot of folks might have just leveled it, paved it, turned it into a parking lot or something other than a natural site. How's it gone so far over the past few years? Are you able to grow plants yet?
Oh, yeah. We've been growing food for almost 15 years now. We've known this for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you're right, though. It's a big challenge. So we had to start really small. We couldn't just go in with a tiller and, you know, work the soil and start growing, but it's been a lot of work. And the only reason that we've been successful at all is because of the volunteers who come out and help. It's a lot of work to be able to restore land that was this badly degraded, but it's happening. And the reason we do it in this location, like if I wanted to be a farmer, I'd go out to the countryside and get some good land with good soil. But the reason we're doing this is there's a lot of people in Garfield who deserve better than just, land that was bulldozed and now has invasive plants on it, which mm-hmm. is what the farm was before we started. So the farm is really about the neighbors and the neighborhood.
Well, it's a terrific thing that you've done. And Garfield also is, frankly, neglected and disregarded by so many people. You can go one neighborhood over and find a lot of excitement in Bloomfield, for example, and Garfield's immediately adjacent. So the fundraiser is today at Tree Pittsburgh, and proceeds will benefit Garfield Community Farm, and it actually things get underway tonight, and it's at Tree Pittsburgh in Morningside. Can folks just show up?
Yeah, you can. You could show up, or even better, because we are getting people buying tickets, and it might sell out. They do have a limit on the number of people that can fit in their building. So, go to our website. It's GarfieldFarm.com, And from there, you can you'll find a link to be able to buy your tickets ahead of time. It should be a good time, and this is the one like big fundraiser we do per year. So it's a really important day for us to have a great time, celebrate the season. This past year, you'll hear different people speak and share all about this year, and then we'll raise, hopefully, a whole bunch of money so we can do it again next year.
What wonderful. And it looks great. It's 7 o'clock until 10. And yep. Tree Pittsburgh is on 62nd Street in Morningside. 32 is their address, right along the, views of the Allegheny River. And there will be food and fun.
It's a beautiful site. Yeah.
It looks gorgeous. Thank you so much, Pastor John, and good luck tonight. Thank you for telling us the story.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio. the Saturday Light Brigade, a group called the Stillhouse Junkies. The song is El Camino. New to our library from the album Small Towns.
I had an El Camino, picked her up in old Vermont, ponied up a stack of 20s, we went on a highway jaunt.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Tax Dollars to Work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Join us today for a live audience broadcast of the Saturday Light Brigade. Doors open at 10, and you'll have a chance to observe and participate in our live program. Honored guests will include Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media honorees, plus folks from the Sustainability Club at Shaler Area High School, and the Pittsburgh Savoyards. After SLB ends its broadcast at noon, we'll have tours of our Youth Media Center and opportunities to talk off the air until 2 o'clock. We're co-located in Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, Pittsburgh 15212, on the north side. All SLB activities are free. No registration is required. Join us as we thank the Allegheny Regional Asset District for its support during Rad Days. A little unfinished business. From last hour, we were talking about things you can play that start with the letter P. And Kel posted on Facebook, plectrum, piano, pan, pipes, pinball machine, and piccolo. And he adds, we went to the Zamfir concert, and to our delight, he didn't just play the pan pipes. He also played the plectrum, piano, and piccolo. We went to play pinball machines after the concert. I think that's his sensible sentence, not a page from his memoir. It's fun to take us up on writing a sensible sentence from words you choose for a puzzle. Are you ready now? It's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. This week we're looking for a nine-letter word, nine letters, and the clue is function. Function. The third letter is C, as in cobra, and the sixth letter is T, as in turtle. Nine letters altogether. The clue is function. The third letter is C, as in cobra, and the sixth letter is T, as in turtle. If you can solve our crossword puzzle of the air, or if you would like to see if the guess you have in mind is indeed the answer, get in touch. We're here live. It's as easy as 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. Good morning to Ralph. It's nice to have you with us. Again, we're looking for a 10-letter word. I'm sorry, a nine-letter word. Nine letters. That would have been a mistake, right? A nine-letter word. The third letter is C, and the sixth letter is T, and the clue is function. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. This is for DJ in Warren, Ohio, Dust Bowl Jack. Good morning.
There's a storm across the valley. Clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane. Whining of its wheels just makes it colder. Just an hour away from lightning, your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a firelight softly burning, supper on the stove. But it's the light
requested by Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio. And if you don't mind, Dust Bowl also sent to Tommy, who also is the only correct person so far in answering our crossword puzzle of the air. We're looking for a 9-letter word. The clue is function. The first letter is R, as in rabbit. The third letter is C, as in cobra. And the sixth letter is T, as in turtle. The clue is function. First letter is R as in rabbit, third letter is C as in cobra, and the sixth letter is T as in turtle. Good luck. It's not to concatenate, but that almost seems like it would fit. We'll give you another moment or two to solve our crossword puzzle of the air. Remember, function is not only a verb. And here's Erica May, recorded live during her March 31st, 2018 appearance on SLB.
Talk safely here inside. This heart as big as the river is wide. See, and we get them high and we get them low. We get them high and we get them low. We only get these days, you know. So we get them high, we get them low. When I die, they say my soul will be free. So rest my head, let my body sleep. Bury me under that maple tree, so I can stay with the ones that love me. Oh, baby, like you do. And if you ever need me, call my name. If I need you, love, I'll do the same. I will whisper to you in the wind and the rain, and come back for you again and again. And we get them high and we get them low. We get them high and we get them low. We only get these days, you know. So we get them high, we get them low. We only get these days, you know. So we get them high, we get them low.
Erica May here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and a beautiful song that also appears on one of her albums. Let me see if I can tell you which one that is. Ricky, maybe you can find that for me, which Ime album has Get 'Em High, Get 'Em Low on it. That was a live version of the song. Well, a few correct answers to our crossword puzzle of the air. Tom and McCandless got it. Mike and Mars also came up with the answer. Jim and Crafton Heights, good morning. And, oh, Charlie, clever answer, but not ratcheting. We were looking for a nine-letter word answering the clue function. Nine letters answering the clue function. And did you come up with the answer? We were looking for reception. Reception, like a function that you would go to in honor of somebody, a fundraising reception or a wedding reception. That's the kind of function that we were looking for. Well done if you came up with the correct answer. And I see that Bonnie got the correct answer as well. And I think I'm up to date now with answers to our puzzle. Also, hello to Beth. Thank you for checking in on Facebook. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes with this morning's High Clue puzzle. And now it's a pleasure to tell you about a very special exhibit that opens today, and maybe you've been hearing a lot about it and you've been wondering what it's all about. It's called Violins of Hope, and Sandra Rosen is here with us today to talk about it. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I know this has got to be a very busy day for you. Thank you for being with us live this morning. Violins of Hope is a remarkable event. And it's going to be here in the Pittsburgh area through November 21st. Lots of locations throughout the community have special projects that are tied into it. But let's begin by talking about the purpose of the exhibit and where the main exhibition is.
Well, let's start with where the main exhibition is. It's at the Posner Center on the Carnegie Mellon University campus. And you don't have to worry about trying to figure out where the Posner Center is, because the university has put up markers on the sidewalks and signage on the campus directing everybody to the Posner Center. So it's easy to find. All you have to do is find a parking place. And that's not so easy, but there are lots of street parking around the the university.
Sure, and the garage is there, and even Shenley Park has some parking, but it is right in Oakland on the main campus.
It is, exactly. And it's a beautiful facility, and we couldn't ask for a better host than Carnegie Mellon and a better location than the Posner Center. This is an exhibit of violins, and it's particularly interesting because these violins were played by prisoners in the concentration camps, by people who had been driven from their homes into ghettos, some people who survived, some who died, but telling the story of these individuals and how their lives evolved during what was such a dark period in human history is a very unique way to look into man's soul and our common humanity and to evaluate why something like that ever happened and how we might, as common human beings on this planet, prevent it from happening again.
Please continue.
No, it's all right. Oh, you go ahead.
No, and I was going to say just the human spirit, also the fact that these violins were played and what they symbolize in terms of hope, or at least in terms of just the passage of time. It's an incredible, moving piece of history to visit, too.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And the fact that we all listen to music, whether we're happy or sad, we're in love, we're just... we're at a party, we're driving along, there's music in our souls. And during the Holocaust, music for the Jewish people frequently meant the ability to survive, because the Nazis also loved music, and they encouraged music. They gave extra food to musicians who could play. They provided a little bit extra clothing so that people were not so cold. And at night, when the prisoners were alone, they were able to quietly listen to music that just helped them mentally escape. And it's just amazing to think that this was possible. But composers actually used scraps of paper to write new music while they were in the concentration camps. And we have several of those pieces playing in the exhibit so that you can hear, so that the music lives on, the memory of the people live on.
That's amazing that those artifacts exist. Now, in looking at the website for the Posner Hall exhibit at Carnegie Mellon, it looks like you can request timed tickets. Is that a requirement or recommended to do that?
It's highly recommended. The exhibit is free, and we have docents in the exhibit every day, 7 days a week, and Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8. But there are fire laws, and we have to restrict the capacity. So please just log on to violinsofhopepittsburgh.com and schedule your time and date for the exhibit, and we'd be delighted to see you.
Wonderful. Now, in addition to this, there's this sort of anchor exhibit taking place October 7th, opening today through November 21st. But then community partners have come up with, I think there's over 50, if I count them all.
Actually, there are over 60.
Wow.
and Pittsburgh's community has just taken our breath away. They have embraced this project, and they have collaborated with other groups to come forth with meaningful, very meaningful programming. And the Pittsburgh Ballet has commissioned a new dance that will be premiered the weekend of October 26, 27, 28. We have West Point Military Academy coming in for a lecture at the Carnegie Library. A program called Daring to Decide features the son and granddaughter of two people identified as righteous among nations by Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum in Israel. These individuals are Christians who risked their own lives to save Jewish people. So there's just an ecumenical program going on north, south, east, and west in the city. There will be an ecumenical prayer service 5 days before the fifth anniversary of the tragedy of the Tree of Life. There are plays, there's music. We even had a flash mob that Point Park put together to open us on the 29th of September. So we opened quietly before, and we go through November 25th. A marvelous concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra will be headlined by Joshua Bell. And fascinatingly, Joshua Bell plays an instrument that was owned by Bronislaw Huberman, who was a virtuoso violinist in the 30s. And he, along with famous Albert Einstein, raised enough money to save the top 75 musicians in Europe and their families and get them to Palestine to start what is today the Israel Symphony Orchestra. Those two men saved 1,000 people. So that violin owned by by Bronislaw Huberman will be played by Joshua Bell, who now owns it today, 80 years later.
What that violin has seen and heard, that's amazing.
Yes, yes.
How did you get involved with the exhibit?
I was fortunate enough to be in Arizona in the winter of 2019. And I'm a docent here at the Heinz History Center. And when they called for docents in Phoenix, I just stepped up because I couldn't pass the opportunity.
Well,
the impact.
You're a great spokesperson for the event. Thank you. We've linked to the website, but it's simply violinceofhopepittsburgh.com. It opens today at Carnegie Mellon University, October 7th. And runs through November 21st. And do look at all of the individual events there, too. Everything is free at the Carnegie Mellon exhibits, and most of the community events are as well. There's so many things to take part in. Anything else that you would like to add?
No, if you want, just come. If you want your soul lifted, if you want an opportunity to look at life in a fresh new way, come. Spend an hour, hour and a half with us or with any of our partners who have just brought joy to this community.
Thanks so much. Take care. Thank you to Sandra Rosen being with us today, representing Violins of Hope, a charge also to Linda. Linda was able to come up with the answer to our puzzle earlier this hour. Reception. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
another thing I want to know. How many years can a man exist before he's allowed to be free? One more thing I want to know. How many times can a man turn his head?
The Saturday Light Brigade, the Gospel Hummingbirds, did the song that just opened up this segment. We have a high clue coming up in just a moment. Hello to Lena in East Liverpool, Ohio. How nice to have Lena along today. Also, earlier I had mentioned Erica May. And her song that we played, it's not available on an album. I thought maybe it was, but we didn't see it on her website. If you want to learn more about her music, though, simply go to emaymusic.com.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the Foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice. Through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives, together we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
We're pleased to report that the Saturday Light Brigade has again been nationally recognized as a top nonprofit based on reviews provided at Great nonprofits. If you're one of the people who recently submitted a review, thank you. If not, there's still time to share your supportive words at tinyurl.com/myslvreviews if you enjoy our broadcasts or share our passion for amplifying voices of youth and other people whose voices often go unheard. Your feedback helps our funders know that you believe in our work. tinyurl.com/myslvreview. Our haiku has been audited and it's ready for you. You can join us on the radio with your answer, if you are able to solve it, that is. Here it is, Greek for I've found it. Archimedes said this word to express success. Once again, Greek for I've found it. Archimedes said this word to express success. 412-205-9757, syllables, one answer. Good luck. You can also use 1-888-752-7234.
In this mighty land of ours, but I've never found a place I'd rather be. And up some rough and muddy holler in these West Virginia hills, where the peace and quiet make me feel so free. West Virginia,
West Virginia,
West Virginia, you're my home. And from the shelter of your hills, I never land.
Here I stand,
till my earthly days are over, 'cause only heaven is better than my West Virginia home.
I have labored in their smoky factories,
but the glamour of the city life can no way be compared to the beauty that my homeland has to see.
West Virginia,
you're my home, and from the shelter of your hills I never planned.
Here I stand,
till my earthly days are over, 'cause only
heaven is better than my West Virginia home.
Shelter of your hills, I never planned wrong. Here I stand. Here my earthly days are over, 'cause only heaven is better than my West Virginia home. West Virginia, you're my home.
Kyle Jarvis and Third Generation. Our next caller is going to relate to a story. I'll tell you about that album in just a moment. Bonnie knew the correct answer to our high clue. Good to hear from you, Bonnie. And it looks like we have a correct answer from Kel and from John and Ron, all coming up with it very quickly by way of Facebook. Oh, and a number of answers just texted to us, John and Addie in East Deer. Let me repeat it so that you can work on it. Creek for I Found It. Archimedes said this word to express success. Tom and McCandless came up with it. Mike and Mars came up with the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City also got it, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. Tommy, who got it from the first line. And Christopher in Monroeville, you got it. It's good to hear from you today. You came up with the correct answer. Now, Susie, you're probably wondering why I brought you up in relation to the West Virginia song. Maybe, maybe not.
I don't know.
Oh, well, that song, I was looking for it with great intensity yesterday, and I couldn't find it. And it's because the word Virginia in West Virginia was misspelled. It was... It was missing a letter. I think it was missing the second I in Virginia. And a lot of times those fields called metadata are populated automatically by the record companies. And I was searching on West Virginia. It wasn't showing up. Searching on West, as you can imagine, would bring up quite a few results. But I kept looking and looking, and finally I found it. But knowing you're a librarian, I can imagine you've experienced things, misshelved books or things that you know you have and you just can't find. Or maybe it doesn't happen as often as I think it would.
Well, I was a cataloger for about 8 years. So I worked with those records. I'm fully aware that, people creating them or machines creating them are not perfect.
Human error is still very much a thing.
Yeah. But, you know, so much more of it is being done by computers. I think that's a loss.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, I know I've got it here. How am I never going to lose this again? And I remembered the name of the artist finally that got me to it. And I've since corrected the typo in the name. But you figured this puzzle out very quickly, getting to the reason that you called. What did you come up with?
Eureka.
Eureka, indeed. And I should say, it's said that Archimedes said this. There's some debate, but he said it. Well, do you know why he said it or the conditions?
Well, he was in the bathtub, and it was displacement of water.
Oh, now see, I heard, and that could well be, I heard that it had to do with discovering a way to determine the purity of gold. And he was trying to figure out, how to figure out whether something was solid gold or not. It could be the bathtub. I certainly don't have the definitive.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that might be, a way to determine gold's weight, displacement of water. I mean, I remember an illustration from a children's book, of him being in the bathtub and then running down, running through the town, with his towel, barely on, shouting "Eureka!"
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, maybe they were related. Now you've got me looking it up, but I'm gonna find it. I'm just looking. It's hard to just browse his biography. There's so much he's noted for. Oh, here's the measure of volume by displacement as Archimedes' principle. And yes, here it says that it is water displacement. The story of the Golden Crown, it says, has been called into question due to the accuracy that would be required. So there is a bit of a difference of opinion on that, but they're both spoken to. Well done. A charge to you. And thank you so much for being with us. That's Susie in Alexandria. And congratulations if you also knew that we were looking for Eureka. Greek, for I found it. Archimedes said this word to express success. It's also a town in Northern California. Bonnie came up with the correct answer. And let me make sure I didn't miss any that just came in. I think I got... Now there's a few more. John in Economy Borough has it. Gail in Stanton Heights also got it. And that brings us up to date. The most widely known anecdote that says here is how Archimedes tells of how he invented a method for determining the volume of an object with an irregular shape and a crown of pure gold was used, and Archimedes was asked to determine whether some silver had been substituted by the goldsmith. And mentions using the water displacement principle to determine this. And it goes on and on. Worth taking a look at. Eureka! The correct answer to our high clue. Thank you for participating along with us this morning. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Right now, it's a pleasure. We have Beth Exton of Pittsburgh Botanic Gardens with us. Good morning, Beth. How are you?
Good morning, Larry. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me today.
You bet. And thanks for your patience as we learned all about Archimedes and Eureka.
It was very interesting. Thank you.
Now, tomorrow and then all of the remaining Sundays in October, you've got Autumn in the Garden programs at 11 o'clock every Sunday. And this gives folks a chance to kind of learn more about Pittsburgh Botanic Garden and have somebody to walk with and learn from. These are all happening in Oakdale at Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. What can folks expect?
Well, if they haven't been to Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, what they'll discover is that we are 65 acres of gardens and woodlands that they can come and explore and learn about nature and plants. And during autumn, on Sundays, we like to have special activities to celebrate this season that we're in right now, that truly a lot happens in nature during autumn. The leaves change, that's obvious, but plants go dormant, things like that. So, for example, this Sunday, it will be all about fall flowers. So they can come and learn about dahlias and mums and goldenrod and other flowers that are in full bloom during this season. And from 11 to 3, we'll have special activities for kids of all ages. We'll have some bulb planting demonstrations because this is the time of year you should be doing that. And it's just a fun family day out in the garden.
It sounds beautiful. And while things begin at 11, you have until 3 o'clock to stop in, open house style. And I know on the 15th you've got eco art.
Yeah.
And that's going to, people have a chance to create art. And then on the 22nd, trees and leaves, giving us some tips for how to identify what kind of tree you're looking at based on its leaf. And then just in time for Halloween, it looks like you've got an event also coming up that's going to celebrate bats? Am I correct about that?
You are correct. This is a very popular event we have. The bats come, and we partner with the Carnegie Museum of Natural History, and they bring a mini museum and possibly some bats with them. And you learn about these fascinating creatures and how to build a habitat in your own neighborhood to protect them.
I do is say they're barn swallows, right? They're very similar to barn swallows. Then I get then I get less fearful. But, these sound like great events, and I have to admit I've never been to Pittsburgh Botanic Garden, but it's not hard to get to at all if it's in Oakdale, is it?
No, not at all. We're sort of between downtown and the airport, and we like to say if you can find Robinson, you can find us. We're just a few minutes from like IKEA, so it's easy to find us.
Well, I hope folks will come out and take a look at things. If you go to pittsburghbotanicgarden.org, you can find all of the information you need, not only about Autumn in the Garden, but about other programs taking place there and just more about what happens on a regular basis. Is there anything else you'd like to add at all, Beth?
Well, I just hope to see everyone there. We are mostly outside, but we do have a welcome center and where some of the activities will happen. So don't be worried about the weather. It is becoming autumn-like weather. There'll be plenty of things to do and lots of activity, and it's fun to be outside in any kind of temperature. So
yeah, and I like what you said about autumn being a time when so many things are changing. We were out in the yard last night looking at things, and autumn is a wonderful season for that. It
mm-hmm.
really is. Thanks so much for joining us, Beth.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
Take
Have
care.
A good day.
That's Beth Exton from Pittsburgh Botanic Garden. And along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
Electricity, feel the spark between you and me. We're conducting atomically, and you're charging me with love. Proximity, ooh, the nearness. this is thrilling me. You're pulling magnetically, and I can't breathe for love, for love, for love. Electricity, oh, it's an event.
It's not a thing.
And he can do almost anything when you
speed it up, heat it up, melt my heart.
Positivity, oh, you're giving it all to me, liberating your energy. And that's the science of love, of love, of love, of love, yeah. Heavenly chemistry, intoxicating biology. We're combining organically. And that's the science of love, of love, of love, of love, mathematically. Oh, it's all about you plus me. Calculating complexity. We're primed, you see, for love, for love, for love. Electricity, oh, it's an event. It's not a thing. And he can do most. Atomically, and you're charging me with love, with love, with love, with love. Oh,
speed it up, heat it up, melt my heart.
With love, with love, with love, with love. Oh,
speed it up, heat it up, melt my heart. With love, with love, with love.
Victor and Penny at the Saturday Light Brigade. Last hour, our high clue, the answer was Eureka. And Mike and Mars likes to submit his answer in verse. I haven't answered you in verse, he writes, for at least a week. Ah, but this time I can surely say the answer is Eureka. Ah. Well done, Mike.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
Here's hoping we will see you today. It's an open house as part of Rad Days at SLB. Doors open at 10 o'clock, and we will be here until 2 o'clock. You can tour our new youth media center. And if you're here between 10 and noon, you can watch a live radio program getting created before your very eyes and ears, and also be part of the broadcast, too. We're co-located in Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, Pittsburgh 15212 on the north side, right across the street from PNC Park, more or less. And we hope to see you. Hours are 10 until 2 o'clock. The Pittsburgh Savoyards are our guests at 11. They are also a district asset, so you'll have a chance to hear them with a preview of their upcoming production. We also have students that will be with us between 10 and 11 o'clock from Shaler Area High School's Sustainability Club, as well as a couple students from Shadyside Academy and Oakland Catholic that won LABSI awards. That's all happening today, starting at 10, clear through until 2 o'clock.